It feels like to me that there is an increase in chaos, and that chaos brings about unexpected shifts and surprises, things for which you cannot have any plans or defenses or protection or contingency, making any contingencies for. And it feels like almost like a free fall. It feels like as the container of reality is dissolving, any and everything can happen. And in this period, I don't know for how long, but in this period, if we try to survive in the old way of trying to find a pattern and then bracing against that pattern, trying to predict the next time it will come around and trying to avoid. So if you try to avoid or brace against or resist or defend, I think we'll be lost. It won't work. That's the sense that I'm getting. That's the sense that I'm getting in this period. I don't know, it just feels like a new era. We'll have to find a way to incorporate the chaos and not be deterred by it, and not have our survival or our rhythm or our movement so external focused or externally placed that any shift would break us apart. We'd have to become more internal, so that even if things in the external shift around and they disrupt, we'd find a way around it, because we'd still be able to continue that rhythm internally, if that makes sense. And I came to this because in the past 2-3 months, I've been hit with so many, like I'm talking about, and it's been escalating in the past month, but in the past couple of months, I've been hit with like things out of left, like out of the blue, things for which I could not have predicted. And I'm already like a very hyper-vigilant person, very anxious, you know, already running all kinds of hypotheticals and possible scenarios. But all these things that happened were like outside of the realm of the hypothesis. Anything that I could hypothesize, anything that I could predict, anything that I could see was like so out of left field that it just like knocked the wind out of me. And it's been escalating. And to give more of a concrete example, like for instance, this month I had, you know, a lot of bills to pay and a lot of things to do, so I ended up with very little money left. And so I had a certain amount of money to last me for 2 weeks until I get paid. And so I'm thinking, okay, this money, like I'm budgeting in my head. I'm going to basically buy this and this and this, or on this day, so that I could stretch that money and, you know, basically not have to go into more debt. Okay, so I'm cool, I'm good, I'm like, you know, I'm solid, I'm stable, I feel good because, you know, I have all my plans and all my budget. And so, and then I give my card to my brother to buy something today, because I had people over during Eid. So I tell him, oh, just go, he was going to the shop, so I'm like, yeah, just, you know, buy, you know, this from the shop. And I'm feeling generous, although, you know, I'm on a budget. I'm like, you know what, since I'm on schedule, you know, I think I can, you know, I can survive on this for 2 weeks. so I have some to spare. And he comes back and it's like, yo, like, you had no money left on your card. Like, I swiped it so many times. I'm like, what are you talking about? It's like, yeah, I bought this stuff with my money. I'm like, that's not possible. I go to check my account and I kid you not, like, all of the money was gone. It's like, I got tunnel vision. It's like, I got tunnel vision and I got blurry vision at the same time. Like, it felt like the world stopped. I'm like, what? It felt like I was being sucked through a vortex. I go in to check my bank account, and I kid you not, the most random shit took all my money. And guess what it was? This stupid app that I literally just used once. Okay, I just used it once to do something, and it wasn't even something important. It was like one of those things, oh, you know, I have an idea, let me just use that. And that app, and I had downloaded that app 2-3 days ago. It had nothing, it said nothing about premium subscription. That app took what I was supposed to survive on for 2 weeks. It's like, you know what? I'm going to take this for the year. And it's an app that I used once. I'm never going to use it again. It's like one of those things. I was so devastated. I went to my room to cry. But then I felt almost despair, because it felt like all of these things are happening at one after the other. Like, I'm being hit out of the blue. You know, things are just hitting me, for which I don't have any defense against. And in that moment, I had a very, very clear knowing that hit me like a lightning, that said, this is to wrestle you free from whatever you've relied upon for safety. This is to free you from whatever you relied on for safety. And I just felt a sense of relief and safety that, okay, so all these sudden shifts, unexpected things that blindsided me, they were intentionally placed in my life so that I am not as reliant upon things that I can control. And to go a step further, it is to relieve me of always having to solve things, of always having to think about problems, of always having to protect myself, of being so much in my mind that I really cannot rest. So it's like, my mind was being overwhelmed, and it wasn't even overwhelmed. My mind was being like left in the dust, so that I surrender. And that is what I wanted to get to. All of this about surrendering, and it feels like this is not gonna be, it's not gonna be something that lasts a year, a month. I feel like this is actually going to be the next phase of humanity, because the preceding era, several centuries and generations, was the opposite. It was to activate humanity. It was to get humanity to start making use of Earth, or to start being resourceful, to start being proactive, to start being, you know, to start using the mind more. And now we've gone too far into the mind, that going any further into the mind will actually, it's gonna create such chaos and harm, and bring so much harm, and because of, we're basically out of balance. You know, it doesn't matter which side of the imbalance we are in, imbalance is imbalance. And so this chaos is a way to lure us away from the mind. scare us away from the ledge, the cliff, the edge that we are on, so that we can back away from the danger, back away from the trajectory that we are in. And the pandemic was just one of, you know, it was just the beginning of that, because that hit us like no one could have seen that coming. You know, we had World War III in our cards. We had wildfires, earthquakes, all kinds of things in our cards, but no one had, like, a virus would make the world stop, you know, and all the issues that came from that. So that isn't going to be the theme. That's not going to be one and done. And I feel like it's going to be more personal now, because last year was like more collective, and now it's actually going to be more individual, where people in their lives are feeling like they have all this, you know, lockdowns, you know, mini lockdowns that force them to surrender and to use an intelligence and creativity that is not intellectual. We are not going to be able to use our minds. Our minds are not going to be as efficient, simply because the shifts and the changes and the ruptures are not going to come from things that we can see. There are going to be anomalies. We're going to be dealing with a lot of anomaly. And so, yeah, the only way to survive that and to remain in balance is to not be in resistance to it, and not try to outwit it or outpace it, outstrip it, because you'll never be able to do it. But it's just being able to find a way to, how do you regulate? How do I stay balanced when I'm hit with that shock? How do I find a shock absorber? So we have to find a shock absorber that allows us to absorb the shock of that sudden shift, that sudden disruption, and keep moving. So yeah, that's what's coming to me, and is something that I'm building on and using as a context for what I feel both in my life, but also collectively the energies are. So yeah, I hope that it will be of benefit to you whenever you listen to this, and that you can tune in into a technology and intelligence that is more helpful than just a technology to prevent and avoid and predict things. These things we cannot predict. We cannot predict what's going to happen. And that can be very, very scary. But it can also be very freeing. And I hope it will be freeing for you.